Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Buying a house here in northern Michigan is no picnic.
The affordability is gone, and now we're trying to put people in houses that they just can't afford.
This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. We'll have a look at the region's housing market as we head into summer. But first, another story about our economy, the summertime, and the price of fuel. Gas prices are up. You know this. Just look around. Plane tickets getting more expensive. And that means summer vacation for a lot of people might be harder to justify. That has some people in the tourism industry here in northern Michigan pretty worried. But it is also complicated up north, where some people say high travel costs overall could actually help tourism in our region. IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan explains.
Can I ring the bell?
Ring the bell.
George Britton is standing at the front desk at the Anchor Inn on West Bay in Traverse City. It's a renovated historic motel just across the road from the beach. He's the owner, and he's been watching gas prices and jet fuel prices, thinking about rising costs for potential visitors to his inn.
I would say everyone's thinking about it, you know, in probably every tourism destination in the U.S.
He's feeling optimistic, since bookings have basically kept pace with where they were last year. And strategies like booking out the whole inn for a wedding party are keeping things more stable.
Although we aren't hosting a wedding on site, they're buying out the entire inn. And that's going to be helping us through any sort of increase in gas pricing, stuff like this.
Trevor Tkach of Traverse City Tourism says northern Michigan has weathered high gas prices before. He says while it's true that some people might decide not to come to Traverse City because the trip is too expensive, others might decide to come up north because a short road trip from Chicago or Detroit could be the cheapest option this summer.
When people have money, we get a certain group of customers that come. When people are short on dough, we get a different group of customers. The nice thing is we seem to always have a segment that's available to us.
But if costs keep going up, people would have to limit discretionary spending on things like travel.
People are going to have to make choices. Can they spend those dollars on a trip, or do they have to hold on to them to pay for necessities?
Back at the Anchor Inn, George Britton says he's trying to think of this summer as a game.
Well, it's now like a challenge for us to beat the high gas prices. So if that's up, we're like, okay, fuel prices are up. What are we going to do? How can we make ourselves better?
Small businesses like his, he says, have to get creative in how to meet challenges like lower demand or rising costs. For IPR News, I'm Claire Keenan-Kurgan.
Okay, so that's the story about the visitors. What about the people who stay? If you want to live here, brace yourself. Interest rates are high. Young people seem to have been pushed out of the buying market. And what about short-term rentals? How have things like Airbnb affected our housing market? Alan Jeffries is the CEO of Aspire North Realtors. They provide training for local real estate agents. He sat down with IPR's Austin Rolater.
Let's talk about interest rates. I mean, they're pretty high. What's the current average interest rate in the area?
I think we're a little over 7, so probably about 7, 7.25.
How is that affecting things?
Well, you know, we have two generations that never, you know, have never saw that interest rate, so that's kind of tough for them.
You're speaking about Gen Xers and millennials.
Yeah.
Never seen an interest rate that high.
Correct. Right. So right now, what we're seeing from the National Association of Realtors is an average age of a first-time buyer at 40.
Yeah. You kind of hit on the pulse of what I think a lot of people are feeling right now. You might be a young person, and in previous generations, the dream of having a home was there, but it seems like now it's just not. It costs so much money to get into it. These houses are like, you know, $250,000 or $500,000 to start out with. So what's the solution for somebody that's in that type of scenario?
Well, we have to look back at how we all started. And what I mean by that is somebody my age, you know, a Gen Xer, you know, what did we start out in? You know, we didn't start out in a $500,000 house. You know, we started out in a house that was, you know, between 90 and 120. And those have pretty much vanished because of a lot of the restrictions that we have today. And zoning is really, is kind of part of our problem, but so is the cost of materials. We have to come up with something different. And in my opinion, you know, we'll let somebody live in an 800 square foot apartment, but we won't let them build an 800 square foot house anywhere. And we have to go back and look at that. If the average price per square foot is $400 per square foot, and we let somebody build, you know, a 600 to a 700 square foot house, now it becomes affordable. So the affordability is gone, and now we're trying to put people in houses that they just can't afford.
Interesting. So the houses of, it's almost like the luxury market has taken over.
Correct.
People that have been buying houses lately, are most of them moving here? Or do you see a lot of people that are buying houses from elsewhere as like a second home or a place, a vacation home that they hope to move to someday?
I think there's a balance. There definitely are people that are moving here that need jobs here. If I was looking at who's buying here, there are some second homeowners, and most of our new big construction is second homeowners coming in and, you know, from out of the area. And they're building the bigger houses. But then we also need to figure out a way to build some type of a home that isn't what I like to call the McMansions.
How has short-term rentals affected the housing market in recent years? So many people are concerned about how it's affected things, but I'm just wondering from you, what has it been like to see it?
So we did a nice report in conjunction with two other associations downstate, the West Michigan Lakeshore Association of Realtors and the Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors on short-term rentals and how they're hurting or helping our real estate markets. And we found that short-term rentals have no effect on the current housing market. They fit in, but they're less than, I think in Grand Traverse County, they were less than 5% of the market. They're not the problem. The problem is we're not building anything that is entry level for people coming into this area.
That was Austin Rolater speaking with Alan Jeffries, the CEO of Aspire North Realtors, which provides training for local real estate agents. Before we go, there was news last night that Michigan environmental regulators plan to reissue a key water quality permit for the Line 5 tunnel. Every little step of this controversial project is being closely watched by friends and foes alike. Of a plan by Enbridge Energy to bury its oil and natural gas liquids pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Right now it sits on the bed of the Straits of Mackinac. There are legal battles, there are other key state and federal hurdles to clear, but this water quality permit, first issued by the state in 2021, then it expired, now it's set to be reissued, is a significant step forward. Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, or EGLE, is taking public comment on the proposed permit through June 30th. There's a virtual public meeting set for June 18th, and we have more on our website from our partners at Bridge Michigan. You can go to iprnews.org to read up. Our Vivian Law is out reporting on this right now, and tomorrow on The Lowdown, we'll get some perspective on what this all means. And that is the Up North Lowdown for today, Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening.
Passenger pigeons used to be the most abundant bird in North America. Many of their nesting grounds hugged the Great Lakes, so the people of this region knew them well.
Every morning, the pigeons came sweeping across the lawn, positively in clouds, and with a swiftness and softness of winged motion more beautiful than anything of the kind I ever knew.
But within a few decades, the passenger pigeon went extinct. What was it like to experience these birds? And what are we left with when we lose a species? That's next time on Points North.
Find that episode of Points North at pointsnorthpodcast.org or wherever you get your podcasts.